But her stepmother said, "It's no use. Can't come, because you have nothing to wear and you don't know how to dance. We'd only be ashamed of you." Then she turned her back and hurried away with her two proud daughters. We all know pride comes before the fall. When they had all gone out, Ashpoodle went to her mother's grave, no little mice sewing dresses and stuff. She stood under the hazel tree and cried, "Shake your branches, little tree. Throw gold and silver down on me." This is way cool, y'all. Way better than winning the lottery. Whereupon the bird tossed down a gold and silver dress and slippers embroidered with silk and silver. Ashpoodle slipped into the dress as fast as she could and went to the wedding. Her stepsisters and stepmother didn't recognize her. She was so beautiful in her golden dress that they thought she must be the daughter of some foreign king. They never dreamed it could be Ashpoodle, for they thought she was sitting at home in her filthy rags, picking lentils out of the ashes. The king's son came up to her, took her by the hand, and danced with her. He wouldn't dance with anyone else and never let go her hand. You know, I think he's pretty scary, actually. When someone else came up and asked for a dance, he said, "She's my partner." She's going back to this guy, you know. He's just like the scary date, you know, from can I say hell? You know, scary date from hell. Maybe that won't make it. Who knows? She danced until evening, and then she wanted to go home. The king's son said, "I will go with you. I'll see you home," for he wanted to find out whom the beautiful girl belonged to. Who she belonged to? But she got away from him, thank goodness. That's an editorial comment. And slipped into the dove coat.